Welcome again to the Tower. This is the talk on Topper by Maxim Alt and Dario Rapizardi. Again, the ILC channel for questions is #DC6-talks-tower on Freenode. And also, could I remind people with questions to wait until they've got a microphone, because otherwise we can't hear you. Righty-ho, there you go.
Hi, so this is the project that we've been nursing in Intel probably for past few months, 3-4 months, and nothing's definite here. We don't know what it's going to be like. We're still forming and scoping it, and it would be great to get your opinion on what are we doing, and if you like it, and get some discussion going. So in the end, we'll have some demo. But for now, I want to talk about what Topper is and what it isn't. So that's a lot of words here. But in general, it's we realized, and you know, as a big corporation, realized that free software gives a lot of choices here, and at the opportunities was basically grew exponentially, and the definition of in the definition of solutions that any of those companies could provide. One of those things is that Intel hardware has got a big spectrum of different combinations available in the market. Same time, the software that enabled by the free software, right? The software of the choice, also the spectrum of choices became really, really large. So the challenges that we faced is that having our ecosystem quite large and dispersed, and including OS operating system vendors and independent software vendors and people who are using it and working on defining a solution and creating a solution, there is problems with maintenance and support, and we also realized that every single time that somebody try to test their devices and try to test their computer, this information is gone. We don't know about it, whether it worked or whether it didn't work. If it's a big company, we probably hear about that it didn't work, but we don't. This information is basically gone and it's dispersed. And in general, we would like to also have some kind of intelligence built in terms of hardware and software dependency and the relationship between them. So, and the project has been, was born just from first steps that Intel did with the free software. I mean, we just realized that using Linux OS, well, we got a lot of questions from people who never were working with Linux before, and system integrators, and they were asking whether, well, how do we know if some things will work with your equipment, and if it doesn't work, what do we need to do in order to make it work? So we were thinking about something more generic, but now we're scoping it down to be a little bit less generic and having a solution that is encompasses the open source database, or I would say knowledge base, that captures all the tests that have been done previously with various kernels, with various OSs, various hardware, that tracks and knows software and hardware dependencies, and the system requirements that for every single device that we're using. We also wanted to see if we can apply open source philosophy into the support and maintenance. So this is quite new to the corporations, is that if we can create a collaborative communities and equipment with the tools to and utilities to resolve the problem. So it's not just a website or a database or an expert system. It's a collaboration, it's a community that we basically form with every single problem and device. And we will utilize this way also dispersiveness in localization and customization. Let's say there is some device that it's particular for Spanish market, right? And it's the scalability of those issues is very difficult to do if we're not deferring the support, if we're not customizing and localizing the support structure. And it definitely has to be opened. So this is just a demonstration of the complexity of the problem. And if we have a client OSP, client Linux OS system, and we have a bunch of, see this cloud of the open source packages there, and different versions of kernel, of Mesa, X, ALSA, it's all in that cloud. So the question comes up, well, what do we need to do in order to support ICH7, if we have NVIDIA, if we have NVIDIA and high definition audio and SATA drive, what kind of packages do we need to use? And problem is actually get worse if we start to increase the granularity to features. Let's say if we have, we talk about suspend, we want to say suspend to RAM or suspend to disk, if we're talking about the power management. And if we have integrated device into a chipset, or it's a non-integrated device, so things get really, really messy, and the choices are really not really clear. What do we need to have in a system to provide the right set of packages? So the question is, what's the minimal set of packages we need to pick up from this big cloud in order to make it work? So there's a lot of definitely goals and benefits we're looking with this knowledge base. Most of our partners, we realize that they are really Linux non-savvy. They don't know what to do. So we need to provide them these tools, right? So this is also has to be a trusted resource of information that they know that if they go into this, used to this solution, then they are going to get a credible resolution. Now, in terms of operating system vendors, we believe that's a lot. It's also very important solution, because if they would use that framework, then they could use this knowledge of relationship between software and hardware in order to build distribution in the right way to support hardware from, you know, in the first place. So it is a trusted resource of information, and also it could help direct their development to tackle most of the critical hardware issues. Let's say I want to know which device has really supported the least, and I want to target the development of the OS to cover those issues. So this will expose the gaps much faster and much easier. Oop. I think. Yeah. So this is the questions that basically the framework is supposed to answer. So if supposedly we have a solution, software solution that software stack identifies. So the question is the specified hardware fully supported with this OS and the software stack? Or what hardware could be fully supported with what I have? Or if not, what do I need to do in order to ensure the support? And we need to make an exception for both skilled and non-skilled users. And for operating system vendors, what software do I need to have in my distribution to support any given set of hardware? So here's some analogy with what, also with that framework. There's many, many different analogies that we could come up with. First one is the internet, right? I mean, in the beginning, in the 90s, we had a vast spectrum of data that was pretty much chaotic, until Google came up And, you know, we could just right now type in the question or type in something we'll try to find. And we have some kind of organization, systematic way of ordering the information. Same thing is with open source software, right? We have analogy of creating a food right here. So let's assume that we have this cloud of open source software, and it's raw ingredients for us. It's a bunch of packages, right? And we have the restaurants that we call them restaurants, right? The Red Hat and Novell. So they basically take these packages and prepare for us the food, right? We need to pay, and it's good, maybe tasty or not. It depends on the taste, but no hassle, you know, no wasted time on cooking. So Debian represents this supermarket where we can go and pick stuff up from the shelves. I have a question.
I'm not sure why Debian itself isn't a restaurant in your analogy. We do provide systems for end users to use.
It could be. It could be a restaurant.
It is. Because my wife is running a Debian system now. She didn't go to any restaurant. I didn't pre-cook or anything for her. I just took the latest Debian installer, shoved it in, she installed it. I didn't install it for her, so she was eating prepackaged food from Joey Hess.
Well, what this probably most means is that if you want to cook at home, if you choose
Debian
to use
gives
at home,
it's both. It's a restaurant that also has a do-it-yourself kitchen area where you can go and cook your own food if you want to.
Yeah, so that's, well,
this slide kind of makes Debian seem less complete than, say, Ubuntu and Red Hat that offer things to the end users, and I object to that. I think we are fully capable as any commercial offering. The second point I want to make is, I should have asked this earlier, I'm confused, right? Is this driver framework, isn't it mostly to get closed source drivers into an operating system?
I'll start with the second question. Is that nothing has to do with closed source or open source drivers. We just want to make the system work, right? This nothing has to do with that. And first question is a little bit more complicated, right? We do want to cultivate people to cook at home because they want to make, they know what they like, right? They customize their taste to whatever they want to do. They want to do meat, you know, the vegetarians, they like spicy food. I don't know if we have a flexible enough infrastructure to make it happen for people who don't really know how to cook right now, right? So we're talking about people who don't know how to, they come to this big supermarket and they see so much stuff and it's like, well, what am I supposed to do to do my taste? So that's what it's not to put anybody down, right? And not to say, well, this is the restaurant and you better pay to get a good food. It's basically, well, I don't know what to do if I have to satisfy my taste. So, and that's basically what the last three bullets says. It's like we want to have a recipe book, and we want to give them a kitchen supplies to cook and satisfy what their needs. So what is Topper, right? So we envision it as like a Devicepedia, Wikipedia, like I don't know, in US we have opentable.com. It's also analogy to restaurants, so anybody can go and say, well, this restaurant was good, the food wasn't good, the servers, you know, service really suck, and you know, and put different opinions on opentable.com. Same thing with Amazon, you can give your ratings, and anybody could basically say if they liked the book or not, and eBay, same thing. Whether it's a set of papers, you know, whether it's a collaboration tool, it's a collection to recipes, you know, the answer here is all of the above. And the topper is the framework to identify the device readiness to use. So that's, and what it is exactly, Dario made a prototype here, and he's gonna show a demo, but in the beginning we'll talk about what actually prototype look like. So here.
Thank you. Well, I will talk a little bit about the prototype in itself, and perhaps it's a little bit rough in the way it looks. But, well, Topper actually is an expert system, a core set of libraries that provide different kind of information about the relationship between the hardware and software components. As any expert system, it has information and data in it. So in one of the first things that you have to make sure when you have loads of data in expert system is to verify and make sure that the integrity and viability of the data is correct. So basically, I will start showing a little bit what kind of data will Topper achieve. We have a very diverse scope, since sources can be wide and diverse. It could be any kind of user of any distribution, large amounts of data. And there's a need for automated validation process, offline validation. And so there's a proposal to have a two steps validation process. First, the first one is an offline process, and which will apply techniques very common in data mining. And then an online process, which is more like to correct glitches and fix stuff in a more interactive way, like Wikipedia or something like that. So speaking about the offline validation process, let's imagine that you are a 23 years old guy and had your driving license 1 year back, recently moved to a foreign country and want to buy a 16 volt red car. Now also think that you've been in jail one day because of speeding when you was a teenager. Actually, this is almost real. I had a black car, not a red one. Now imagine that you go to an insurance company, okay? So for them, since odds are, you will likely have an accident in the next year. So what do they do? Well, option A, you won't get assured at all. And option B, the insurance company will assure you, but perhaps with a more expensive policy rate. So at the end, it's just a matter of threshold, okay? The analogy with this, okay, we are gathering data from end users. Let's suppose, I mean, lots of people input information about some kind of a specific video card. When you collect data, you always need to have some kind of tool. I mean, to collect the hardware information and the software information is pretty easy. But then when you enter the field of what is videos working, then you are more in a cloud. So basically, it depends of what the general consensus of the user is. This process, what it does basically is to try to detect if you have 100 guys with a certain video card saying that it works good for them, and then shows up one guy with the same setup saying that it doesn't, you had the odds are that guy is actually okay, not being quite honest in the input of the data, and you discard it or not. Actually, you set up the threshold to see when to take into account that kind of information or not. So, more technically speaking, when you receive this anonymous information, you have make several validation process, one of the classical ones, syntax error, empty attributes, data with illogical values. I mean, this is the features that you put on purpose that, I mean, if some system, some test says that it doesn't boot but has X working, the guy is probably lying, so you discard it. Then you have a removal of non-relevant data attributes. When you have a a test case and you have several test cases and you are looking for the behavior of, you know, networking, Ethernet, and you can easily see using relief measure if those, some of those attributes are have any influence in the scope that you are looking for. Then you can test and evaluate the data against the data you already have using, well, common algorithms such as Bayes for training and like tenfold validation. And well, with very large set of data, we can support a very high reliability threshold. So basically, it's about having loads and loads of data. Okay. Then there's the online validation and have community-based efforts in information-related projects, just as Wikipedia, which seems to be very accurate. Think of it as a Devicepedia, but unlike Wikipedia, it is not meant to be entirely dependent on community input. So basically what it does is, first of all, okay, the automated process will process the information, trying to clean it up, and any glitches or any missing information will can then be fixed by human intervention. So, I don't know, no. I can show then a little bit prototype about what will be like to one of these tools to gather data. I have it a little bit difficult because my monitor's not working, so if I get... So basically, this is Cherry Topper. I mean, Topper in itself, it's the data and set of libraries to gather the information. Then you can easily build applications. Well, applications is very pretentious, like this, to access the data. This has a very few things just to try it out. I will first take a look to the feeding process. Actually, this... Well, then you have a program, Top Scanner. I wish I run it. 1 second.
So meanwhile, I wanted to say that we've done the prototype based on a database, the hardware database that was given by Ubuntu. We had about 200,000 entries from Ubuntu and a few entries that Dario made by Linux from Extremadura.
Thank you. Well, this is basically how the data looks like. These are prolog facts. Actually, I'm an XML hater, so I prefer these kind of things. And you have the definitions of everything: PCI devices, USB devices, software packages, loaded kernel modules, CPU, whatever. You can also have definitions about features, just adding the... I mean, this is very handy because you can solve the constraints with just ignoring some of the facts or just... and looking for the missing facts, etc. And you can have an application that also adds information about the features, for example, if the sound works or doesn't work. But, or have something like this, for example, that just reads the data. And according to the data that I just uploaded, it asks me questions if I have a display controller or questions about the X environment work or the work. I mean, for the prototype, I didn't want to get into the details about what is, for example, sound. What is sounds working? I mean, perhaps I'm playing a WAV file. It sounds, but not very good quality. Perhaps some guy has a 5.1 audio card and doesn't work at all. So these are, and it's a very difficult area to get into. So this is mostly a thing about the tools or the definition of the users. It's not quite the scope at this moment. But once you answer all the formula, you can put comments, and this information gets into a QE to get them validated and in an offline mode. Okay. So once you have the data, what is the logic behind Doppler? I mean, in several systems, expert systems regarding hardware and software, always the minimum subject of information of, I don't know how to say, of information is the device. Here in Doppler, we say that the minimum subject of information is the test in itself. I mean, a whole set of computer with hardware, software, and its behavior in itself. To put it a little more clear, we have a relationship between hardware components, which is established by standards like HTTP bus, PCI bus, different socket types for CPUs. Then you have relationship between software packages established by package dependencies. But and how to define the relationship between hardware and software? I mean, to say that to make this kind of piece of hardware to work, you need this and this and this software packages installed. So you have easy cases. For example, will the hardware behavior is defined by just one software component. IDE support, you just have support in the kernel and you will have it. You have hard cases when the behavior depends on not only the kernel, but also in some external software packages. AccelerateDX, for example, you have the kernel modules, you have Nexor modules, you can even have some proprietary modules. I mean, who knows? It can get very, very difficult. And then you have impossible cases, which are most likely to be bugs, but which happen. For example, some components that work, but if you plug in some device in the machine, some kernel module is loaded, and the feature stops working. It's typically, for example, yes, in software suspend, you put something that doesn't reload well on resume, and it just screws the feature. So big question again, how to define software and hardware dependencies? The short answer is that you cannot define, but you can track, and hopefully tracking will lead to a definition. So this is the logic behind Doppler. So let's think that user A installed an X GNU Linux distro with a 2.6.15 kernel, and the software suspend is working out of the box. So we can easily say that Linux 2.6.15 kernel makes and software suspend works. Okay. Now we have a user B installing the same distro on same hardware, but he forgets to set up the swap partition. So even when we have the same software packages, we can say that you don't only need 2.6.15, but a swap partition to make the feature work. We can keep going because user C installs same distro with a swap partition on a different PC. But his video card has problems with frame buffers on suspend to UE locks, and he never resumes. So same constraints as before, but you don't, you cannot have then this particular video card. And it can get even more hairy. For example, user D with same setup as A blocks a USB keyword that doesn't work again on resume. So looks like he has security patches applied, so he has different versions in core libraries. And then you have a problem here because you don't really know if what it's raking the feature is the USB device he plugged, or it is some kind of regression in the software packages, and you start becoming nervous. But if several users with same setup as T but without the USB device can software suspend, then the possible causes are narrowed. At the end, it's what developers do in BTS, I mean, trying to figure out the problems. This is kind of automation of the problems using the same logic that we use behind. So one part of Topper's logic is to identify those constraints, and the other part is to retrieve the information in a smart way. So, I can talk a little bit about information retrieval. Well, this is kind of in the expert query screen. It will be useful if I were a better web designer. And the thing is that here you just pick up any constraints that you want. I mean, this and this. That's okay. You have PCI devices, you have USB devices, software packages, distributions, ID devices, kernel modules, features, CPUs, and well, machine types, it's like tags. So basically, you can ask things like, okay, am I looking for this Wi-Fi card? And okay, just that's not working. Okay, you have one result. And this is what I meant about the minimum type of information being the test, and you have information about the test, the distribution, CPU, PCI bus, ID bus, USB, software packages, feature, etc. You can also have let's look for a bigger one. If you have a bigger one, you can retrieve transversal information of etc. I mean, you can gather all the data that you want. This is the roughest example because you have access to everything. Let's look at another one about how to focus that kind of information retrieval. Well, several parties seem to be interested in this kind of information. And in the particular case of Spain, there happen to be lots of OEMs and clone builders that just want to ship their boxes with Linux and out of the box. I don't know if you're aware of, but in Spain, like every community has its own Debian-based distribution. So they tend to install those kind of distributions, but sometimes the distribution don't work. I mean, for example, Linux cannot work with that kind of hardware, while Linux do. And the OEM gets very nervous because he cannot deliver. So government agencies that also wants to buy hardware for the distribution need to take into account that most of the times people in government that buys hardware are public servants. I mean, people not savvy technically, so they need actually some kind of central information of central repository of information to pick up hardware and that works. Also, it's useful for localized distro builders to know what made the neighbor to make the hardware work. Or in a emotional sense, we can, well, upstream developers looking for regressions in their software, big distributions interest in the general quality of its distribution and its derivatives, big distributions interested in possible causes of derivatives. You can also have statistics about the most used hardware piece not being supported and that kind of stuff. More on that later. Mm-hmm. So just an example about local OEM. I mean, OEMs usually just want to answer the question is, which distribution should I install to make it work? Okay, you can fill up the forms, or you can actually, for example, this is the data test that I just got. I will erase any kind of information about software distribution, whatever. So this is what a constraint solver is all about. I mean, you have one piece of information and the guy looks, I mean, those information data was specifying mostly sure my laptop, that's why I'm running, and I mean it gives very too many possibilities to make for example this topper. No new dumps. I don't know, for example this one. Well, this is another, he found two distributions. Anyway, you can focus the question accordingly to the, okay, thank you, to the scope. So. What do we need to go forward? Well, we need to finish architecting the solution. Shortly, we contracted Linux Savvy or open source software partners. Detailed scoping of the data structure. It's good for both packaging words, dev or RPM. Have a publicly accessible knowledge base. And populate the expert system with existing open source solution. We're also working with conversations with OSDL regarding Topper. It will be nice also to have a Topper hosted on Elliot if some DDs are interested in this. And well, begin data gathering. I mean, most of the data has been given by Ubuntu from their first hardware detection tool that they had. So the other part was from the Linux in their own labs. Just before finishing it, for example, this is pretty neat. I did this last night on the Hack Lab. It's some kind of slow, it takes like 30 seconds to gather data. Just this is looking for the top 20 most used hardware devices that don't work. So this is kind of a shame list because shows the vendors that currently don't have too much support in Linux. I don't know if I will be able to tell you, but actually Topper is a Python library and which you import and you can start asking normal questions like get all PCI devices, get PCI devices from test. It also has some pretty neat free query form. when you just send it the code block of Prolog to the underlying engine, and well, this is it. It's ugly, okay. Just showing the first column, well, this is the class of the devices, the vendor. When it says no, it's, well, looks like these devices are not present in PCID's database. So looks like this is even useful to complete that kind of information. So mostly looks like, well, PC TV cards, multimedia cards not working. We have some, well, some blasters here over there. Well, looks like creative support is not very, very nice. Well, at the end, you can, I mean, it's so modular that you can build any kind of interface to the information. I mean, statistics and scopes, whatever. So, Max, wanna finish with this? So, okay.
So the main challenges of this framework is that it has to be saturated with data. Because that's the main property. This is the main intellectual property of that framework is data. And it's not a code itself. It's not tools. It's not scripts that we write. It's the data. It's very similar to Wikipedia. And what makes Wikipedia Wikipedia and usability of it is that vast volume of data that's in there. Right, so it's the same thing as here. So it has to get to a saturation point that people will start using it. And there are issues with saying how is this data about data integrity and trusting the validity of the entered data? Who is the authority? If we need a committee to commit the changes, to commit facts into this data knowledge base. Right, then scoping is a problem, saying, well, what does it mean as device works or what device doesn't work, right? What if it works slow? What if it works not fast enough? What if only four channels of audio work? I know, is quality a problem, right? Generic interface to a validation process is also would be required. And what is a product going to be? What's a framework? Is it just a website? You know, what is a knowledge management solution here? You know, it's always a struggle how to define it's a good usable package so people would use it from every single one who uses a desktop or laptop to a system integrators or OEMs. As we said, the concept success depends on the mass adoption. And it could be mirrored to our RPM world from, yes. And the problem is the Linux kernel doesn't like separation of the core from the driver code. And that's at the problem, that represents a big problem because dependencies are going to continue representing the complex systems. So here, why is it Topper? So that's the name that Dario came up with, and that's the that's why. And would like to have your questions and feedback. Yes.
How is the data going to be gathered? Is it going to be gathered anonymously, or is it going to be identified somehow by email address or something? Because I can see, for example, that people will send data and maybe they have made a wrong selection and they're going to resubmit it with the corrected information. Can you then still match the original report with the new report so that you can say, okay, the original report is invalidate? Or not valid anymore, because if you get a lot of error in reports that are later corrected, you will get dirty data. Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, for the prototype, I mean, since most of the data was coming from kind of trusted sources, I mean, we didn't really even start thinking about it. That was one of the reasons. And of the proposal to host it on Elliot, I mean, to have a suggestions and help and that kind of stuff. I mean, because it can get pretty neat, I mean, the possibilities of this, but needs to be very, you know, so many specialties, and that will be useful, okay. But so far, nothing regarding that.
I was also wondering about the data gathering, whether you plan to make it completely automated or whether there's going to be a lot of user interaction during it. And mm-hmm. I think it's going to reflect on how much data you get. Yeah. And also whether we can tie it in with things like the installer so you automatically get a report of an installed system and that kind of thing, what your plans are on that. And I also wanted to congratulate...
Actually, since this is tended to be like, I mean, this is useful for multiple distros, for example. Yeah. So at the end... Actually, right now, many distros has something like data gathering. So it will be just a matter of fixing or adjusting the format. So it will end up being, you know, depending of each distro, and or you can, you know, put some kind of program to download. That's got to be, it's not possible to execute something directly from the browser unless, you know, Java applet sign it and so on. Not very nice stuff, so it will end up being yes, and depending of each distro, the tool that they have, and what they do to define okay, and sound is working or sound is not, and the adjustment will be, I mean, if you, for example, this you have two distributions, and you have users using the same hardware, and the same software packages, and some. Distros users says that sound doesn't work mostly, perhaps because of the detection tool, it's not very accurate about that. And well, better for a distribution, he will be able to fix it. I mean, it can leverage a lot of things. These things, even the list of statistics. I mean, it can leverage a lot of things. Okay.
I also wanted to congratulate you on working on this because I was part of an unsuccessful. Thing at two dev comps ago to do some kind of hardware database, and I'm really happy to see it actually happening. So congratulations.
Well, thank you. Okay, time's up. Thank you very much.